In this week's edition of Arts, we have a roundup of recent stories from the Czech art scenes. In this edition, how a new project called Art Banka is helping emerging young artists in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. The highly respected Prague theatre Davidské divadlo launches a new play based on the life of early 20s Czech adventurer Jan Eskimo Velcel. And a precious black-and-white photograph by František Drtikol, stolen 2 weeks ago, is returned to Prague's Museum of Decorative Arts.
Welcome to the Arts, and this week it's Arts Roundup. The Czech Republic and Slovakia both have excellent and respected art schools, but that doesn't mean it's easy for emerging new talent to always gain a foothold in the outside world. A new not-for-profit organization called Art Banka, or Art Bank, would like to change things, buying works of promising young artists, which in turn can be rented by either public or private firms. The idea is both to highlight interesting work and to improve public and private spaces, which all too often are uninspired or not used to maximum effect. So far, Art Banka has accumulated some 200 works which can be viewed online. The project's Petr Šetz told me more about it this week. He talked first about the difficulties students face when simply trying to break through.
Generally, the number of the students who finish the art school in Czech and Slovak republics, there are altogether maybe 150 people, and after 2 years, maybe just 10 or 15% of them still try to work at the art. Usually they must change their employment because they can't survive on just on the art. So the idea behind the Art Banka was to help to assist these talented people at the beginning of their career.
So basically what you're saying is some would-be artists or future artists give up because they don't receive support in time.
Yeah, that's correct. Usually they start working in advertising agencies or something else, and that's pity because the contemporary art is very important for the society.
How long was the idea for Art Banka in formation?
We firstly started to talk about Art Banka 1 year ago, and we spent maybe 8 to 10 months to prepare the project. And yesterday we had a vernissage and we officially launched the project. It needed some time because the project is sophisticated. It has its own web. We had to solve the agreements, the contracts, a lot of things to be solved.
Now, what is some of the criteria for work that becomes part of Art Banka, and who makes the decisions?
We had an institution which is called Curators Board, and the chairman of this board is curator of the Gallery of Prague, Mr. Dr. Karel Srb. And they have 3 rounds, and they try to choose the best works. And they started with 120 young artists, and at the end of the process, they choose 30 young artists.
Of these young artists, are any of them well-known at this point, or say on the cusp of becoming well-known, or is that something that will follow?
I would say that maybe 2 or 3 of them have some name in the country, but generally there are not so many artists in the Czech Republic who have some names, maybe names like David Černý or Jiří David or Jiří Černický. But at the age of 28 or 30, generally there are not so many famous names. So this project can help them to start their career.
How does it work in practice? Because I've read that Art Banka is a not-for-profit organization.
That's right. That's right.
So how does it work financially?
We start to buy the pieces of art maybe 3 weeks ago, and basic funds are given to the Art Banka by the founders of the Art Banka. And once the pieces of art are bought, then we try to rent them to the public sector or to corporations. And from that, we generate next funds. And with these funds, we can buy the new pieces of art.
And to come back to the artists who were selected or the works that were selected, are they different materials? Is there a preference for, say, painting or sculpture, or is it basically all of the above?
Basically, there is no preference. But in reality, paintings are prevailing because that's from the nature of what the students or what the young artists are doing. So we've got maybe 80% of the art in the Art Banka is paintings. Then we have some photographs, video art and some objects, sculptures and so on. About 80% are paintings.
I'm curious, to a degree it strikes me that part of the responsibility of art schools should be to help sort of launch their former students or their emerging students into the public sphere. Do you think that they themselves are doing enough, or are they doing enough to help young artists?
I think they do what they can, because, you know, the budgets of art schools are not so big, but they are very involved in the process. They try to help us to find out the best talents. And each school, that means in Ostrava, Brno, Košice, Bratislava and Prague, we had some so-called scouts, and they helped us to in the first round to find the best talents. So they were definitely involved, and they would do more, and they would be happy to do more, but the budgets are the problem.
You mentioned public space or commercial space. That's one of the things that strikes me as very interesting about this whole project, because often these spaces offer very little or perhaps just cheap reproductions. Do you think that there's a lot of room there to, say, push more interesting work in the public space?
This is the main idea behind the project, because we believe that contemporary art can influence society. And from the first impression, because we had some discussions with the CEOs of big corporations and with some people from the public sector, and they were very enthusiastic. And we've got a lot of space in the public sector, in municipalities, Czech post office, Czech railways, and we had some discussion, and they were quite open. So we believe that we can cultivate the environment and influence the people who just pass through the corridors, and now they can see contemporary art. This contemporary art in the Czech Republic is something which is not in the main focus of people.
It's also true that when you're in a space and you see an original, you get a different sense when you're in that space. When you see an original work, it's not, I don't know, the Impressionists done all over again and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. Because sometimes I'm really surprised that so many, even very well-known, renowned corporations, they have just calendars on the walls or nothing. And we would like to change that. And we started with some projects, and the first reaction was very positive, because it can totally change the image of the company.
Petr Šec of the Art Banka project talking to me there about the benefits of the project in pushing work by emerging artists in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. So we do wish them best of luck with that. If you'd like to look up some of the artwork in their database, you can do so. You can find them on the web, and you'll find the address at our website, radio.cz. If you've been following Radio Prague for more than a few years, you may be familiar with the adventures of Czech Arctic explorer Jan Eskimo Veltzl, a famous figure who spent more than 20 years in the frozen wastes of Siberia, as well as North America, and eventually died and is buried in Dawson. In 2003, we profiled his exceptional life in a two-part series. He has also been the subject of an illustrated children's book by famous New York author Petr Sis, and his life has been the subject of several films. Now the early 20th century explorer, though, comes to life on the Prague stage in a new play called Wanted Veltzl, written by Karel František Tománek. According to the play's director Jiří Havelka, as well as author Tománek, the story focuses less on blurry areas between fact and fiction in Veltzl's adventures, and more on the character himself. Most important is the fierce dominance of spirit that he had. Karel František Tománek says this.
What is so fascinating for me about Veltzl, and is very close to my heart, is his ability to live according to what he chooses. That's how I'd like to live as well.
Survival is an equally important aspect in Wanted Veltzl. As one actor in the production admitted, only one person in the story, in rough and tumble Dawson, survives to the final curtain. You can find out more information at David Skegivadlo's website, but be warned, as is all too often the case with the popular Prague theater, all performances of Wanted Veltzl, at least as far as April is concerned, have already sold out. 2 weeks ago, a precious black and white nude called The Wave by the great 20th century Czech photographer František Drtichol was stolen from Prague's Museum of Decorative Arts. But this Thursday, thanks to an art gallery owner in California who was offered the print by a seller, it was returned. Police investigator Tomasz Rubesz describes how the gallery owner helped in the case.
California businessman Joseph Bello played the biggest role in helping us find the stolen photo. He contacted people at the Art Loss Register in London, and they contacted the museum, which let us know what had happened. Then steps could be put in place for the print to be returned.
The stolen print, it should be noted, was an unsigned predecessor of the final recognized version, but had still nevertheless been insured at 1 million crowns. Following the theft, the Museum of Decorative Arts in Prague has confirmed it is strengthening security. And that's the Arts Roundup today.